This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jason Jones with us. We weren't sure if Jason was going to make it, but he's here. He's actually has a Jalen Brunson WWE t-shirt on.
That one is fire. That is fire. If I was a Knicks fan, I'd get that and be
Did
like,
you see Ty's? Ty's wasn't very good. Ty's.
I just saw the Halliburton 317. He got another one.
He has this one too.
But you remember how exaggerated his face was? They exaggerated a little bit more, and it looks really weird on the t-shirt. What'd you think before we get to sports business? And you wrote about Gilbert Arenas recently. I'd like to talk about that. What did you think of SummerSlam?
I thought it was kind of like a roller coaster. There were times where I was like, what are we doing here? There were some real good points. Like, I don't understand the fascination with Tiffany Stratton at all. Mm. I just don't get it. You know, I think I saw Matt Morgan basically say she hasn't had like a good pro. I just don't get it. Maybe they like blondes. I don't know. I just don't get it. And not that she's not a talented athlete. I just don't get the kind of the fascination. I don't get what they're doing with Karrion Kross, but maybe he won't be, that doesn't make it. They have some stuff they're doing where it's not a story. It's just like stuff just randomly happening. Like the whole John Cena thing on Friday, like, okay, so we're just never going to understand why The Rock was there. We're never going to understand why Travis Scott was randomly part of the show for two of your, like your biggest show of the year and never heard from again. And now, like, John is back to being John. Like, okay. I they pulled the swerve of the century. You know, that was a hell of a swerve with Seth. Mm. You know, they got everybody with that one. Yeah. But then you bring back the guy from who's in the lawsuit. You know, man. I mean, it's never that, like, that pro wrestling was ever a bastion of morality to begin with. But, I mean, they had a hell of a run of, like, let's just, you know, let's see how many people we can irk in a weekend last week. They had a nice little, you know, 3-4 day run of, like, okay, we're going to make sure the publicly pro LGBTQ ally, you know, loses this title in 5 minutes. We're going to make sure that Logan Paul, who is Logan Paul, gets a pinfall win at SummerSlam. We're going to make sure Triple H gets his photo op with the president. You know, we're going to do like 5 Hulk Hogan tributes. And then, oh, by the way, Brock is back. Mm. And then they don't do the press conferences.
Ah, that was interesting.
Yeah. I've said on here before, those press conferences are so weird anyway.
Yeah.
It's like half legit media, half fan. people interviewing the actual people, then people interviewing the character. Like, the most annoying thing in those pressers is someone says, well, who's next for you? Like, what do you mean who's next? Like, whoever they tell them is next. You know, so, yeah, they made sure they had a very interesting weekend.
Yeah. Does that bother you? Like, you're a fan. You're a lifelong fan. All of those things that you just named, particularly Brock, the Hogan stuff, and in the Triple H stuff, does that bother you?
I don't know if bother is the word. I don't have very high moral expectations for them.
I got you. Okay.
So it's like, but I don't have very high expectations. I mean, Vince showed for decades that they're going to do what sells tickets, even though Vince may not be running it. But, you know, for God's sake, they're under TKO, and they have Dana White. We know how Dana White rolls.
Yep. That's right.
So, I mean, it's not like it's a shock. I mean, I think that it may be even worse now under that umbrella. I mean, just the whole idea, they're like, well, the legal team cleared Brock Lesnar. Like, cleared him how? Because just a year ago, you removed him from the video game. Mm-hmm. Like, so what's changed in the last year other than, hey, let's sell some tickets? I mean, I'm like, just be upfront about it. Just say, hey, we sent him home, but he's back.
I told KC, if I was a woman in that locker room, I'd be furious.
Yeah, and I think Lance Storm made that point. He said people are making this about Brock Lesnar. It's really about the women there. Mm-hmm. Like, how is the stuff that Brock was accused of doing in that lawsuit okay? And, you know, he may not be the one being sued, but how is that okay? And how do you not address that? Well, then again, like I said, you know, under that, you know, TKO umbrella, when was the last time UFC addressed something like that before? Like, seriously addressed it? I can't recall. So, I mean, it's almost like that's the world they live in, you know? And so, you know, you kind of roll with it if you're going to, you know, most people, people aren't going to stop watching because of it. You know, and you figured maybe Brock's going to be around for a month or two so he can have a little program. That was the funny thing where they're like, well, John wanted to bring him back. Like, come on, don't throw this on John.
And even if you did, he's not the decision maker.
Yeah, that's like, what if John said he wanted to wrestle me part of the farewell tour? You going to let me wrestle?
John really likes front row for that. I'd be front row for that.
Yeah.
My kids would love that. Like, look, Daddy getting beat up by John Cena. And what I hate about it too was that there was some really good stuff that that might have been the best match John has done during this farewell. That was the first time where he was like Super John from back in the day.
Yeah,
like that spot where he carries Cody up out of the L. I mean. That was the vintage John Cena we hadn't really seen. And, you know, he ends up getting squashed by Brock. Even though Brock is a big part of his story, I'm just like, it is what it is, you know. I was more mad that CM Punk only had the belt for 5 minutes. But that was great cinema, though. That was great cinema. I thought the TLC match was great. I thought that was, you know, them letting the women get thrown off of ladders in the middle of the match.
That was dangerous.
Yeah, they had some really cool stuff that week, you know, that over the weekend, you know. So all in all, I'll be watching NXT tonight anyway, like the mark I am for pro wrestling.
All right.
I was about to ask you something or form a question a certain way, but as my partner always says, don't want to lead the witness. Would you be, how do you feel about these two night PLEs?
I like them, but I also feel like there's not enough matches. I'm like, if you're going to do two nights, we should have like more than 10 and 11 matches. I think there's no reason why both tag team titles aren't. If you're going to have two nights, every belt should be on the line. That's just me. Like, if you're going to do two nights of stuff, like, who is the U.S. champion again?
Who is the U.S. champion? Is it Solo?
Yeah, he was there, yeah. But Intercontinental champion, you know. But what, the women's U.S. title, was that defended?
Do the women have a U.S. title too? What's God that, damn, they got it.
Yeah, it's who is it?
The girl God. We talked about who broke her arm twice. Isn't she the U.S. champion?
I thought that was the Intercontinental title.
No, it's not Chelsea anymore. Oh, that's Becky.
I don't know.
Who beat Chelsea?
I can't keep track.
Was Becky? Did Becky beat Chelsea? Is that what happened?
No, Becky's the Intercontinental champion.
Okay.
So yeah, so I mean, you know, I'm like, you know, every belt should be defended, in my opinion, if you're going to do a two-night show. And that would be my – like, they had a night of champions with, like, one or two title matches. It was, like, the night of a champion or two. So, but, I mean, I think, you know, having been to Mania on back-to-back nights, that was dope.
Okay.
I think it's a cool experience. But yeah, I just think, you know, the way they pace the shows now, it's like 5-6 matches a night. I mean, that's a long time to be there to get five, six, seven matches.
They said their TKO is going to make more two nights.
No, I'm sure they are.
So, oh yeah,
Rumble, I'm sure Rumble's going to be two nights. Bank, yeah, yeah, I'm sure. And I'm sure every city in the country and other countries are going to want those two-night events.
What, they have like 120,000 people come?
Yeah, and I'm sure it brings in – I mean, wrestling fans will spend money. Mm-hmm. Like they'll get
I was out there watching people just buy those like $600 belts like it was nothing.
Yeah, they
will. And I was like, are you like going to wear that around? Like what do you do with the $600? Like, what do you do with it besides look at it? I'm like – But I mean, if I pay like $1,000 for one of those replica belts, the last thing I'm doing is wearing it to a WWE event. Like I've got a couple replicas, but I like got mine like on sale and they were not, I got like the, for like, I pay like 100 something for my replicas. Mm-hmm. There's no way I'm going to buy that. And they look beautiful in person, but to wear that, like, and they'll show up with like two or three of them.
Oh yeah,
like,
that's wild.
We'll have Winged Eagle over here, a spinner belt here.
Then like, and they got the one around their waist.
And I'm like, man, where I'm from, you should just get robbed on GP.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The
like,
belt,
why you have like $4,000 worth of fake belts on?
Yep. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, wrestling fans are a special group, man. They're a special group, and Gilbert Arenas is a special individual. You wrote about him most recently in The Athletic. I think this was a real video. He ran skipping out of jail. Like,
yeah, that's Gilbert.
He,
and it's crazy. I've been working on this Gilbert Arenas story for a couple of months, and just last month I was down there at his house, you know, and they record the show and talking to Nick Young and Brandon Jennings and checking out the game room where he streams, you know, where he does his video game streams and all that. So
what was the original angle for the Gilbert Arenas story that you were working on?
The original angle. And it's crazy. That version of the story is not dead. It's more so like, we're not going to run this story while this is hanging out. But basically, it was a look at how he's created this kind of this media empire he's creating. And essentially, is he going to be like the next Pat McAfee? Does he build this thing he has so big to where, you know, Amazon comes to him and says, we don't want to touch the show. We just want to have the right to air it, you know, kind of like what ESPN did with McAfee. And because his stuff is NBA focused and the new NBA media rights deal, it was kind of look at all that, you know, kind of his creative mind. His people were telling me that his biggest demographic is actually a demographic that never saw him play. Like, heck, he connects with like the 18 to 25s more than he does, you know, an older audience. And, you know, and so, and he has a real knack for understanding what will get picked up, what will go viral, which type of clips works better in different formats. And we had talked about, like he said he's not a journalist. He said he's a content creator, but he does a lot of the work that journalists do. I mean, I got some background on how the number of phone calls he makes before a show to research, to talk to people around the league, to get information. And everything you see him do on his show, it's like, it's not off the cuff. He's done a lot of work beforehand. I mean, dude is smart as hell. You're around, you know, he's smart as hell, but he's also admittedly a goofball. And maybe that's why I relate to him, because I can be a goofball too, not at his level, but you know, it was fascinating just because you talked to him about his marriage. He talked about, you know, how crazy it is to go to marriage counseling before you have a marriage problem and why he was doing. I mean, we hit everything. Talked about being a father and, you know, his, why he's against high school super teams and all the, I hit a bunch of different stuff, but right now the New York Times / Athletic doesn't really want to run that heartfelt, heartwarming. Let's look at Gilbert Arenas' story while this whole federal, this indictment is over his head.
Yeah. I rarely ever agree with Gilbert Arenas. I'm not a big fan of the way that he moves, the way that he talks, the way he goes about things. Just not really my style. He's really good at this, though. Like, he is really good. Gil's Arena is, that's really good. It's some good stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I gotta salute him on that, man. Even if I don't always agree with him, the way he's built that and put that together, that's some really good stuff.
Yeah, and then you look at the people he puts on the show with him. You know, Josiah's kind of like the point man, the straight man. But to have a show where you have Nick Young and Rashad McCants at the same time, it's like, and even Gil was like, sometimes we look at Rashad like, what are you talking about? And Rashad was there the day I was there. And I was like, hey, you probably don't remember me, but I was around like at the very end of your Sacramento tenure. He was like, oh, yeah. And there's a look that players give you when you remind them that they were in Sacramento. And he was like, yeah, oh, yeah, Sacramento. Yeah. And it's like an unspoken thing where they don't have to say it, but they all kind of make this similar like, oh, yeah, I did do that. Right. Sacramento. Yeah, I did that. So yeah, you know, I talked to Brandon Jennings. Remember Brandon's like viral pre-draft workout where he like went off on Ricky Rubio? Was in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. Brandon, wow, bro.
Yeah, Brandon. Yeah, Brandon's like a golfer now. He's all about golf. So I mean, I got all this stuff for this story. Then it was like, you know, I'm chilling and making some more calls in the story, then I see that the tweet or whatever that he's got arrested. So I had talked to some editors. I'm like, you know, I was just hanging out with Gilbert, and I said I kind of had a hunch that no matter what the outcome was that day, Gilbert would not be serious. And sure enough, you know, I mean, who else has a hashtag Gil snitching? My man was playing. Was live streaming college football 26 less than 24 hours later,
man.
Commenting on the case. Like, he's incapable of taking things seriously. And even and the thing is, like what I did get from him about that though was that that's how he deals with stress. He deals with it with laughter. So it's like he that's what he does. And he, I think I if you're talking about say you know about mental health or whatever how he's dealing with it, if he weren't joking, I would be like, oh yeah, he's really really shaking right now. But yeah, this, Gil is going to be Gil, and I'm just curious to see how this whole thing unfolds. You know, because it seems like they're going to move forward. You know, I think the new season of the show starts in a week or two. And the plan was to drop this great, this old story on his empire when the new season started. And I've been told that won't be happening right now. So I still have all the stuff I've done. And I'm pretty sure that if he's cleared, I may be back down in the Woodland Hills, you know, the Valley area, catching up with Gilbert to where he can have his kind of like victory lap.
Gilbert Arenas is Brock Lesnar all of a sudden, just waiting to get cleared so Jason Jones can drop the story.
I'm like this Jim Gray now. It's like I'm just there to convey whatever's on Gilbert's mind.
But between Gilbert and Club 520, man, they I think both of those two podcasts hit a pocket that like you mentioned earlier, is I don't want to say underserved, but they get in that lane of players who played, who talk unfiltered about the game, and people like that. You know what I mean? People like that. I think I like 520 a lot more than Gil's Arena, but they both were kind of in that same lane, and I think they both do a really good job of it.
Yeah, it's I call it it's the new journalism. I mean, they may not be journalists in the traditional sense, but people are going to go to them, you know. And what Gilbert has a really good understanding of, he was like, no one cares what I think about what happened in the game because they saw. No one cares about that. They want my opinion on something that related to. He understands that. He's like, I'm not here to give you a recap of a game. You know, I'm here to point out that. Because he got because I talked to him after he got into it back and forth with Cat about how Cat plays, and he says Cat plays like a WNBA player. And he like explained to me what he meant about from the footwork, and I mean, I think he made a point that he said Cat has a small torso, long arms, long legs, and big feet like a WNBA player. I was like, what the hell? But he broke it all down, like how through the in terms of like the pivot foot and the jab step, how because he had a daughter who's playing, you know, the daughter who plays college ball and another daughter in high school. He said there's certain movements that the girls do a certain way, and Kat does the moves the exact same way. So he said, I know it sounded crazy and Kat don't like me, but he said, I actually studied all this before I said all that. And it's, you know, like I said, a look into Gilbert's mind is real. It was a fascinating. I probably have about almost 2 hours of audio talking to Gilbert Arenas. And I haven't done a deep dive like that in a while on like a single topic.
Is there a part of him, like when he does that podcast, like that's playing a character?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah. He definitely understands the character. I don't know who this is. I'm sorry.
It's Gilbert. It's like, hey, when's that feel-good story dropping, bro? I can use some good press.
Gilbert. But, you know, but there is a part of him that's playing. He understands that part, too. Like he, you know, when he does the little things about when he goes up how the Lakers have done nothing all offseason. He calls that, like, crash-out Gil. Like, okay. He's just being the stereotypical over-emotional fan. Mm-hmm. In that one. So he definitely, like, he'll even know that, for example, someone like, I think his joke is that Nick will defend any guy whose role on the team was to stand in the corner and shoot open threes. So he knows how to tee it up to get Nick going. Because I don't know if you remember, he had a whole thing about, remember Noah Lyles talking about why he deserved a shoe?
Yeah.
He's like, I knew that Nick Young would get up there and say that Noah Lyles deserves a shoe. And he was like, no, he doesn't. He's a sprinter. He doesn't know. You don't go to the store and buy a Noah Lyles shoe. Mm-hmm. And then, and even with that story, he, you know, Gilbert's an Adidas guy. Mm-hmm. He talked to Adidas and asked them, what are the chances of y'all ever doing a sprinter shoe? And he broke down. Actually, he explained all this stuff. And he did the history of – he even researched how many sprinters have ever had their own shoe. And they tried it with Michael Johnson, and it doesn't really compute because, you know, it's not the same. Mm-hmm. But he think Nick Young was like, oh, yeah, but they did it with this guy. And he was like, no, that guy got a Van or a Dunk. That's not a signature shoe. That's a Dunk. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, he knows – He's definitely playing a role at times. He knows, like he even said, he'll even change his voice octaves, knowing that that might get Rashad going, or that might get, you know, Kmart going, or he knows when to stand back and let Kmart and Nick go back and forth. So, yeah, then you realize that his dad was a bodyguard and actor in Hollywood. So a lot of the stuff he learned from seeing actual actors and his dad play characters. Mm-hmm. So he's a big fan of like the In Living Color sketch comedy type stuff. So like I said, when this story actually does come out, if it ever, I'm assuming it will, a lot of fascinating things about, you know, he even talked about how his wife got him to lose weight. Cause she said, you look kind of fat on TV. How are you going to be like an analyst? Damn. And you keep gaining weight? She said, none of your suits fit. They're all big and baggy. She like made him go get like tailored suits and, like he gets up at 4:30 in the morning every day for the show, and the show airs like at 11:30. He gets up at 4:30, works out, and spends 3-4 hours researching. Because the joke with me was like, man, I can't. You know, I know Nick and them ain't gonna read the rundown, so I gotta have all that stuff there. No, like I said, I mean, if the story ever runs, I think it's gonna be a fun one.
There was you know what it was? It was that locker room Netflix.
That was really good too.
That made me, when I was watching Gilbert in that, it made me think he's working. Like not on that show, because I feel like he was honest, sincere. I didn't feel like he was putting on a performance in that documentary. Mm-hmm. And then when I watch these clips of him, and because I don't watch that show, but when I see these clips of him, it's like, oh, I think he's working. You talk about professional wrestling, he's playing a character.
Yeah, my editor said that he like, he's really in character, isn't he? My editor was like, yeah, he like knows how to be a face and a heel. I'm like, he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then because what got me interested in the story in part was not just the show, but I watched the documentary. Mm-hmm. And there were parts where, you know, where he comes across very, you know, I was like, that's a very mature version of Gilbert Arenas that I had never heard before. Mm-hmm. And even talking to him about how that all came about and how he worked with Javaris, and he was going to make sure that, hey, make, you know, I don't need to make all the money off of this. You know, Javaris isn't a, you know, he said in the show, Javaris got in way more trouble because of him, because he just wouldn't take it seriously, you know, and he was, you know, so he's very aware. Like I said, he's one of the, probably just in terms of just talking to, one of the smartest guys I've talked to in terms of just basketball and everything around it, the business and understanding that. And we talked about, you know, like players, not their personal lives, not like a particular player, but just how jacked up your life is as a basketball player in the season versus the off season, and how it's really two different lives. And there's a reason why guys get out of shape during the season versus, you know, it's not, he was just like, you live a different life. He said, think about it, in the off season, you just can't show up in Miami and fly three chicks out. But guess what? You can do that on a 5-game road trip. Mm-hmm. He said, that's why these guys be depressed. Mm-hmm. Because they come home and he's like, the wife ain't used to them being. Like I said, there's a lot of good stuff in there. He talked about athletes who wanted to get into podcasting. He said, he said for the first month or two, it's good therapy if you're just like kind of struggling with what to do. But he said, you got to remember there's people who went to college who studied this for a living. They're not trying to give up their job so that they can let some basketball player talk about nothing. So you better learn how to prepare. Yeah. You better learn how to, you know, how to do a rundown, how to write a script, how to put a show together. If not, as he puts it, the actual real journalist will run you out quick because you won't have anything to say. So like I said, he said,
"This real quick is, I just in that documentary, I thought it was just interesting and telling. And Jason, you mentioned it as well about him, his trauma response is always to make fun Mm-hmm. Like, it was, when he's nervous or uncomfortable, that's where he finds this. That's where he calms down as he makes jokes. I just thought that was interesting. That tells a lot about how he goes about things.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of relate to that, except that I've never had federal charges.
Well, please don't either. Please don't ever have federal charges.
That is not on the plan . Like, I don't want to, you know, relate to Gilbert like that. Or yeah, I've got Fed charges, you know. That's right. But yeah, that kind of is his thing. Like, you know, when things get tough. I mean, for God's sake, his son, you know, messes up his knee. The video he makes is like, this boy won't stop working. I told him not to do that. but I think some of the more interesting stuff is his stuff about being a father, how he approaches that, why he would never put his kids on a super team. Yeah. You know, what he's like, all you're going to do is create an elite role player if my son never has to do anything except be one of five-star players. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. But he never. He's good with that stuff.
Hopefully, one day we'll see this story from you.
Yeah, right.
Hopefully, that's the.
Yeah. Trust me, man. Because I'm like, man, don't have me do all this work to be like, well, Gilbert's in prison.
Oh man. Oh, hopefully.
For then it's one. Like, well, shoot, knowing Gil might talk from prison.
Yeah.
He might. I mean, this man had so many jokes about being arrested. I mean, he was skipping out of jail.
He was.
I probably can't repeat everything he said, but yeah, he got jokes about this situation.
That's crazy.
Good stuff, Jay. Thanks for joining us, man. We weren't sure we were going to see you today. We appreciate you, my man.
Learn these kids. You know, they're trying to go back to school and learn, and I'm just like, man, play Xbox with your dad.
They're bigger than you, so just.
Well, the little one ain't bigger than me yet. Now I can still take it.
Okay. All right. Well, enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. He's 11, so in about 2 years he'll be towering over me.
All right. Appreciate you, Jay. Thank you, brother. Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.